Human trafficking is rampant in Costa Rica. New information is trickling out about Nigeria's Muslim-Christian violence, and graduate students could have an impact around the world. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Human trafficking is a huge problem around the world. According to the United Nations, Costa Rica is a source, transit, and destination country for men, women, and children trafficked for commercial sexual exploitation and forced labor. Speaking from Costa Rica, the Mission Society's Brooke Burns.
Costa Rica actually is considered one of the countries in Central America that is one of the worst offenders in this area. Sex tourism is a very lucrative business here, and its proximity to the United States makes it easy for people to get here.
Burns is praying God will allow safe homes to be developed, but she says that's not the only answer.
If we don't introduce them to their rescuer of life and the one that can provide true transformation and wholeness and healing for them, our efforts are almost in vain.
Recovery is difficult, but through Christ it's more hopeful. Pray that Burns will be able to motivate and mobilize people into action. Meanwhile, new information is coming out of Nigeria in the aftermath of Christian-Muslim violence. Compass Direct News says the murderous election-related rioting sparked by Muslim attacks on Christians left more than 500 people dead, including six pastors and 40 churches destroyed. 25,000 people are homeless. Authorities reportedly killed 400 rampaging Muslims in an effort to stop it. Islamists killed more than 100 Christians. Pray the unrest will end so ministry can resume. You're listening to Mission Network News. A top U.S. lawmaker says a plane carrying Association of Baptist World Evangelism missionaries may have been one of many shot down wrongly. In a CIA investigation, the Peruvian Air Force, with the help of the CIA, shot down 15 small civilian aircraft suspected of carrying drugs between 1995 and 2001. Michigan Congressman Pete Hoekstra says further investigation is needed. Ronnie Bowers and her infant daughter were killed in 2001 when their plane was shot down. Next, it seems like there's little good news coming out of India lately, but there is now reason to celebrate. The Deburman tribe of Tripura has been resistant to the gospel. Moy Padidi of Bibles for the World says the initiative of two men has caused a breakthrough.
Two educated young men decided to become followers of Christ after reading the Word of God. And so they became so much in love with the Word of God that they kept on reading for 2 months. Finally, they put a public address system before them and so that the whole community could hear them.
The response to the bold evangelist was overwhelming from the 700,000-member tribe.
Scores of them have become Christians, and 42 of them were baptized last month.
Bibles for the World provides Bibles for believers around the world and will be closely involved with these new Christians. If you can help, visit our website. And Cornerstone University is celebrating a milestone in one of their programs that will have implications for missions work at home and abroad. The university's new Teaching English as a Second Language master's program just graduated its first students. Cornerstone's Michael Pasquale.
There were 15 in this first graduating class. They're from Mexico, from Dominican Republic, from South Korea. We have a graduate who, after graduation, packed up his family, moved to Mexico as missionaries.
Pasquale views this as a service to missionaries.
In any mission field around the world, it seems like English is a key component for missionary outreach. And we see that growing and not slowing down. And even if you think, well, what about English-speaking countries? We're seeing many immigrants coming into those communities who want to learn English as well.
If you're interested in Cornerstone University's TESOL program, click on the link at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Your new Salad Rock Orchestra Christmas CD is waiting for you. For a gift of any amount, we'll send you this new CD featuring a unique new mix of your favorite Christmas carols that'll point you to the Christ of Christmas. It may become your favorite. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.